Welcome to Financial Freedom God's Way Radio. This is where you are going to continue to learn, apply, and pass on Bible-based financial principles and applications so that you and your family are not only going to just survive, but can thrive even during these very uncertain times. Hi, and welcome again, everyone. This is Bob Lauder from Christian Financial Ministries, and it is an absolute honor to have you with us. It really is. Now, where are we going to be headed during our 30-minute time together? Well, first, during our Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar, you are going to begin to see that, according to the Bible, every minute of your financial life, you are going to be involved in an emotional, a physical, and a spiritual battle. And what is God's plan for us to win these battles? Well, very simply, He wants us to regularly, routinely, and prayerfully learn how to pick up and put on His spiritual financial armor. And how are we going to learn how to do that? By prayerfully taking a fresh look at Ephesians chapter 6. Then we're going to have a community partner interview to learn all about the Hometown Sleep Center in Hiawassee. You're going to take a look at a scam that's going around that specifically targets our veterans. And finally, Christian pastor and leadership author, teacher, trainer, mentor, and coach John Maxwell is going to share with us his thoughts on the word instinct. So stay tuned, won't you? You're not going to want to miss a single minute of today's program. Now, as we start, well, to make sure we get off on the right start, would you please join me as I open us up in a word of prayer? Father, thank you for meeting with us again today. Will you please give us ears to hear all that it is that you have planned for us to your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. My friend, let me ask you two questions, okay? Two questions. Here's the first. Why do you suppose it is that some people struggle and they never seem to reach their financial goals? Why do you think that is? Here's the second question. Why do others seem to have continued financial success without even any effort at all? Now, why would that be? Well, I would submit to you that both answers are found in Ephesians chapter 6, where Paul talks about spiritual warfare and God's spiritual armor. You see, according to the Bible, every minute of your material and financial life, you're going to be involved in an emotional and a physical battle, including a financial battle. You see, according to the Bible, when you have those battles, you're either going to win or you're going to lose. You're either going to be the victor or you're going to be the victim. And the Bible tells us very clearly that the choice is ours. So what do you need to do? Well, you need to do a couple of things, okay? First of all, you need to get to know who your enemy is, and then you need to learn how to fight and win. You see, Paul says that we are to get dressed. He tells you that you are to get dressed for battle, including financial battle. He tells you to put on the whole armor of God. And by the way, I want to put a parenthesis here. Notice that it is God's armor. It's God's armor. You're not going to get this armor from your denomination. You're not going to get it from your church, your school, or from your mom and dad. You're not going to get it from doing good works and feeding the poor. That's not how you're going to get it. You see, according to the Bible, you get God's armor only when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. Then your job is to learn how to pick it up and put it on and use it to God's glory. Now, what we're going to do is that we're going to cover each of the seven pieces of armor in Ephesians chapter 6 as we go through different radio seminar times together. Now, I know you're saying something like that. Wait a minute, Bob. It's been a while since I've looked at Ephesians chapter 6, but it seems to me I only remember six pieces of armor. Well, there are seven, and we're going to talk about it, okay? And we're going to talk about it. Why are we going to talk about it? Because it is important. Because in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10, Paul tells us how important it is. Listen as I read from God's word. Paul tells us, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Now, what Paul is telling you here is that, well, what he's telling us is that you and I as Christians, yes, we're engaged in a spiritual financial battle. You see, if we have asked Jesus Christ into our heart as our personal Lord and Savior, then we are going to find ourselves subject to the devil's financial attacks. And Paul is telling you, he's telling me, he's telling us that we are to learn to use every piece of God's armor to resist the devil's attacks, including his financial attacks. Now, what exactly does this mean? Well, it means that you have a very real spiritual adversary that you must learn to oppose with genuine spiritual weapons. You see, my friend, worldly weapons, well, they're never going to be enough. Even the best material weapons, they're never going to be enough. Listen, budgeting, as important as budgeting is, it's never going to be enough. Even tithing, as important as tithing is, is it going to be enough for you to tithe to avoid the attacks of the devil? No, sir. Mm-mm. Tithing is not going to be enough. You see, you need spiritual weapons and a strategy that tells you how to use your spiritual weapons. This means that you must learn to combine and use Bible-based financial principles and applications along with what Paul calls the whole armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. Now, what I want you to see right up front are some very, very hard facts about the spiritual warfare that you and I face every day, okay? For example, did you know that the word devil, well, it is much more a job description than it is a name? You see, in the Bible, the word Satan, well, it's a proper name, and therefore it's capitalized. But the word devil, well, the word devil is not a name, and therefore it is not capitalized. And as a matter of fact, the word devil, it's a word from the Greek, the Greek words dia and balos. Now, these words combine to form a word that I know you have heard before, and that is the word diabolos, okay? Now, what you may not know is that the word diabolos describes something. It describes the repetitive action of hitting something, anything, again and again and again, until finally that wall or that membrane, whatever is being hit, is so worn down that it can be completely and thoroughly penetrated. Now, if you think about it, isn't that exactly how the devil works? You see, he wants to attack your mind repeatedly, again and again and again, with lies and suggestions and accusations and allegations. Listen, he wants to bombard you with one slanderous assault after another in order to break down your mental resistance and lead you into a maze of selfishness and self-centeredness so that he can take captive your mind, your emotions, and your finances. You need to remember that you have an adversary who adamantly and actively opposes righteousness. I mean, he hates the gospel. He detests even the mere presence of the church. Listen, he works around the cross. He works around the clock to discredit the message of Jesus Christ. And he works to tear you down, wear you out, and swallow you up in self-pity and make a shambles out of your finances. And by the way, do you realize that in 1 Peter 5:8, that we find that the devil seeks not just anyone to devour? Mm-mm. He seeks those whom he may devour. You see, he looks for those who are weak in the faith and those who are not mature enough to stand in the face of his constant attacks. According to the Bible, my friend, the devil's entrance into your financial life is allowed primarily through your negligence. Not anybody else. It's not your employer. It's not the bank, the stock company. It's not your job. Listen, the devil's entrance into your financial life is allowed primarily through your negligence. You see, he slips in through undisciplined, unorganized, and an uncommitted mind. And he begins to wage warfare against your mind, your flesh, and your finances. Now, that's the bad news, but what can you do about it? Well, you can. There's something you can do. Rather than try and run and hide from the devil, what you need to do is to learn and apply Bible-based financial principles. That's what we are all about. But more than that, you must also learn how to use God's spiritual armor. That way you can both stand firm. I mean, that means that you can not give the devil even an inch of new ground. And then eventually you can boldly move and retake the ground you've already lost. You see, you need to remember that Christianity, my friend, it is not a playground. It is a battleground. And God gives you his spiritual armor to pick up and put on as you enter into the battle. Now again, this is just an introduction to Ephesians chapter 6 and God's spiritual and financial armor. Okay, we're going to come back to this in upcoming weeks, and we're soon going to discover how to use each piece of God's armor as he and you move you down your personal road to financial freedom God's way. My friends, when we check out business headlines every day, it's usually the big names from around the world that we read about. And that's good, because even though big businesses are very important to our national economy, what we need to do is to remember that the small businesses are the backbone of our North Georgia and our Western North Carolina economy, because they tend to create more opportunities for our local communities. They generate more income for our local communities than big businesses ever will. Now, one of our goals at Financial Freedom God's Way Radio is to help as many folks as possible learn as much as possible about our local small businesses. And in that light today, we're going to hear from Ron Lambright from the Hometown Sleep Center in Hiawassee. So, Ron, hey, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, it's good to be here today.
Listen, right off the bat, I have to say, now, I got to love the name, Ron, a Hometown Sleep Center. But how and why did you come up with a name like that?
Well, it's really two parts. Hometown is because we are exactly that, a hometown store. We're not nationwide. We are here to serve the people locally. And then Sleep Center, because we don't just sell mattresses. We try to help people get really good sleep. So that's why we have good quality products.
Well, let's dig a little deeper here. What kind of sleep products and services do you have?
We have nice, high-quality mattresses, adjustable beds, and then also, you know, really nice pillows, sheets, everything that you need to get a really good night's sleep.
And that's a good night's sleep at home, whether your home is in a house or a camper, right? Don't you also offer sleep products for campers? And what's the difference between the two?
Well, camper mattress is one of our specialties because there's so many campers around here, but some campers take a normal size queen or a normal size king, but a lot of campers take a special, like a short queen is 5 inches shorter than a normal queen, or a narrow king is 4 inches narrower than a normal king mattress. So we have the specialty sizes made especially for campers.
Ron, when I was on your internet site the other day, and by the way, folks, he has a great internet site at hometownsleepcenter.com. When I was on your website, I saw a great purpose statement. How about sharing with us the purpose statement that you guys live by?
Well, it comes down to three things. Our business is built on quality products, honest prices, excellent customer service. The quality product is, in every industry, there's, you know, better quality and poorer quality. And we only carry good quality mattresses, name brands, ones with plenty of springs, plenty of support. And good quality is very important to us. And then honest prices is basically exactly what it says. We don't double the price and then give you 50% off. We just tell you the real price that's usually set by the manufacturer. And then excellent customer service, that's really all about me and my staff personally. We are committed to giving the absolute best personal service that we can give, just as if we were doing it on our very own house.
Ron, you talk about customer service. Man, I remember when my wife and I first moved up here about 5 years ago, we needed a new mattress for our guest bedroom. We went into your store, we bought a mattress, and when you delivered it, you noticed that our bed needed some work. And I said, okay, I don't know anything about how beds were built, but if it needs some work, let's fix it. Can you fix it? You said, yep, no problem. I'll come back out next week and fix the bed for you. And sure enough, first thing Tuesday morning, came out here, you fixed the bed. And when you were done, I said, hey, that's great. That looks good. How much do I owe you? And you said there was no charge, that the bed needed fixing for the mattress to be able to do its job. Now, that is great customer service, my friend, and that's why we still shop at your store. And one of the reasons we want to let other folks learn about you and what you do and how you do it.
Well, thank you. And we've been here over 6 years now, and we try to do that very regularly, to help our people in any possible way that we can.
Hey, you know, Ron, I know you personally, and I know that you're a Christian. You've kind of to the point where you've asked Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior. But let me ask you.
Yes.
What part does your faith play in your business, or does it? How do you merge the two, or do you keep them separate?
I don't even try to keep them separate, because your faith is who you are. So we just live our normal life as a Christian in our business and let it show. There are certain scriptures that are foundational to us. One of the Ten Commandments is remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. So for us, that means we're closed on Sunday forever. And then one of the key verses that we go by, Colossians 3:23, says, whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, for it's from the Lord that you receive your reward, and it's the Lord whom you serve. And so that is why we give such excellent customer service, because that's just the natural thing to do. Jesus was a carpenter, and I mm-hmm. guarantee you, if he was building a table, he built it right. He never mm-hmm. took a shortcut. And the same thing, when we are doing anything with your mattress or with your house or anything that we are working on, we do it absolutely the best that we can. And then another key verse people call the golden rule, do to others as you'd have them do unto you. Well, we always treat people right the way we would want to be treated. We treat them. And then one last thing, and you might assume this would be true, but it's not true in all businesses, and that's one of the Ten Commandments also is you shall not bear false witness. We will never lie to a customer. When we tell the truth, it's always best for the customer. Sometimes it might cost us a little money. Sometimes it might cost them a little inconvenience. But we always tell the truth. And in the long run, that's always the best thing.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. And by the way, I love it that you're closed on Sunday. But hey, what days and hours are? And I know they can go to the website. They can go to the website at hometownsleepcenter.com and find this out. But how about sharing with us the days and hours you're open, your address, and your phone number, so that'll give people kind of a heads up.
We're closed Sunday and Monday, so we get a little weekend there together. But we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 till 5. We're right on Main Street in Hiawassee. Most people know where the Always Christmas Plaza and the Sundance Grill is. We're in that same plaza right on Main Street. We're there to serve you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, hey, Ron, listen, thank you so much for sharing with us today about the Hometown Sleep Center. And like I say, I just have to tell you personally, man, I appreciate who you are. I appreciate what you do and the good service and the excellent products. And I just encourage anybody listening, if you're going to need anything to help you sleep better, this is where you need to go. But you know, that brings up one quick point. I think we still have time for this. My wife does a lot of shopping online. We try and shop local wherever and whenever we can, but she does an awful lot of stuff online. Hey, how do you compete with folks online, people that are going to send you mattress in a box?
Well, we don't even really try, because the people that are shopping online exclusively are really looking for two primary things, convenience and the lowest price. And often that leads them to make a quick choice, and you know, they advertise you can always send it back if you're not satisfied. What we offer is quality products and then excellent customer service. Our goal is to help you make the right choice before you actually buy a mattress and take it home. And of course, if there is a problem, we always are there to help you locally to take care of it. The other thing that's real important about our business, you know, we are local, we're a local store, but the mattresses that we have are made in Georgia. The Sealy, Simmons, Serta, they're all made in Georgia. We even have a mattress, the Heritage line, that's made in Georgia. And then we have the Tempur-Pedic, and they are made in Virginia. Well, that's not Georgia, but at least still the United States of America. So whenever you are supporting our local store, you're also supporting these factories within our state, the truck drivers within our state, and the economy is boosted when you shop locally.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome. Well, listen, Ron, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. God bless. We'll be talking to you later.
Thank you very much. Come by and see us at the Hometown Sleep Center or online, hometownsleepcenter.com.
Now, to our veterans out there, listen, you need to know that we really do appreciate your service, but you need to know that there are scams out there that are designed to separate you from your money. How so? Well, scammers will try and contact you at home via phone or email or messaging apps like Facebook Messenger, and they're going to claim to represent a special government program. For example, they may be telling you that you can get some sort of loan forgiveness, maybe mortgage aid, or even a grant meant to help cover some of your general living expenses. And all you have to do to get this help is to pay a one-time processing fee, typically through a prepaid debit card or a digital wallet, okay, which is, by the way, hard to trace. If you pay that fee, your money is going to be gone forever. Now, what can you do to avoid the veterans' benefit scams that seem to be going around? First of all, do some research. No matter how good an offer may sound, don't agree to anything without doing some research. Look up the program the person is claiming to represent. Read reviews or veteran experiences by doing some general online searching. Take a look at the USA.gov/benefits website and the USA.gov/military assistance websites to check out and see if there really is a program that you're trying to be sold. Now, second, don't give in to pressure. You know this. Anyone with a legitimate aid program is not going to mind if you take some time to do some research. And finally, beware of any unsolicited offer. The government is not going to contact you out of the blue with an offer. They're just not going to do it. Usually, government communications come through the mail, not over the phone or through email, and certainly not through a messaging app. Even if you receive a letter about a government program, you need to be cautious if you haven't already requested information. As sad as it is, these scams are real. They're intended to steal the money and the reputation of our veterans. So be alert, do some research, and do not get pressured. Well, it is that time again. It is time for one of our favorite Christian authors and speakers and coaches. It is time for another Minute with Maxwell. Now, today, John is going to share with us his thoughts on the word instinct. Instinct. Let's listen in.
Instincts are very difficult to teach. Hi, my name is John. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. When I wrote the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, there were two of those 21 laws that were very difficult for me to teach and help people with. The law of intuition, which is something in the area of instincts, and the law of timing. And the reason those two were very difficult was because you have to almost be naturally gifted in leadership to have that intuition, timing, those instincts. I was talking to a very successful leader recently, and she was sharing with me that how she allows instincts many times to help her to be successful in her business, and she's highly successful. And basically what she said was this: if you've had a lot of good experiences and you've had a lot of good wins under your belt, there are times when you almost instinctively know what's going to happen and what you need to do. She said, I have followed my, she said, gut a long time. And I have found that it's not always right, but it's right a lot of times. And it's certainly as right, at least by thinking through a project. So what's the value of an instinct? Very simple. It gets you started a little quicker than others. While others are trying to process and think it through, the instinct says, there it is, go get it. It gives you that I got started first advantage, which is the advantage in winning most of the races in life. Thanks for joining me today on Minute with Maxwell.
Wow. Thank you, John. I don't know about you, my friend, but do you ever have those gut feelings where you know exactly what you need to do or who you are meant to be? Well, according to John, it's called an instinct. And John suggests that we prayerfully follow those instincts because, listen, if we are walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the will of God, well, then the Holy Spirit is going to be directing what we say, think, and do. So it's logical that John suggests that we prayerfully trust our instincts. My friend, let me ask you a couple of questions, and then I want to suggest to you an answer, okay? Here are the two questions. First question is this. Do you sometimes leave church and think to yourself something like, how in the world am I ever going to make a difference for Christ? I mean, I can't fly to another country and help dig a well or love on orphans. What difference can I make? Second question. Have you ever attended a local town meeting and said to yourself something like, what use can I be in my community? I'm just a woman who works at the bank. Do those two questions hit home with you? Or here's something else. Maybe you sit down in the evening and watch the news and you think, oh, so sad, all of this violence, so disappointing, all of the scandal, all of the corruption. Well, if you've asked yourself any of these or similar questions, I got to tell you, you are certainly not alone. You see, many of us all too often think that there is absolutely nothing we can do to impact the world around us, or we don't know how. We don't know where to start. Now, I would suggest to you that praying for our mountain community right here in the North Georgia, North Carolina mountains could be the first step in helping not only change our community, but also help change the world. For example, do you have a heart that says you know that you need to be praying for our Lake Chattoog community, but you just don't know how or where to start? Well, let me give you the answer. The Chattoog Community Prayer Force, well, it is a new outreach ministry of Christian Financial Ministries, which is bringing together community prayer warriors to regularly pray for our community, to pray for our churches and businesses, to pray for our elected officials, first responders, and to pray for our schools and teachers and students, also to pray for our state, our nation, and as we are instructed in God's Word, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, the Chattoog Community Prayer Force meets the first Tuesday of each month from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Chattoog Ministry and Events Center, which is the former Mountain Music Theater. That's that little red building on U.S. Highway 76 between Hiawassee and Young Hares. Last time I measured, it was about a mile or mile and a half east of the Georgia 17-515 intersection. So plan now to come with a prayer partner, or plan to come alone, but plan to come and come to pray. For more information, you can check out our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. That's www.christianfinancialministries.org. The Chattoog Community Prayer Force, my friends, God is going to use us to make a difference. Boy, this has been another great time together. Thank you for being here and joining us. Recall that you learn, first of all, that Christianity is not a playground. It is a battleground, to include a financial battleground. And you also started to see that God gives you His spiritual financial armor to pick up and put on as you enter into those financial battles. Then you got to know Ron at the Hometown Sleep Center. You learned about and how to avoid a scam that specifically targets our veterans. John Maxwell shared with us his thoughts on the word instinct. And finally, well, you now have your personal invitation to come and be part of a non-denominational prayer force that meets monthly, that offers up focused prayer for our local Lake Chattoog communities. And remember this, you can always go to our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. You can go there to either re-listen to, or you can get a transcript of today's program. Now, let me wrap us up today exactly the way that we started out today, and that is with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for bringing us together again today and for each of the days yet to come, all to your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed rest of your day, and we'll see you next time as we continue down your personal road to financial freedom, God's way.